To understand how important customer journey is to the selling process, it's useful to think about it in terms of your own experience in a retail store. Have you ever noticed that sometimes if a retail salesperson greets you and asks if you want help immediately upon entering the door, it irritates you, but other times you're perfectly fine with it? Well, that's not because you're in a better mood some days than others or because there's something inconsistent about your personality. It's because where you are in the purchasing decision cycle has an awful lot to do with your feelings about being offered help and the type of help you're being offered. So if you walk into a store already knowing what you want to purchase, and a salesperson greets you immediately and asks if you want help, you're very likely to be receptive to that offer because you just want them to help you get this thing you've already decided on. On the other hand, if you walk into a store not sure what you want, wanting to do a little bit of browsing, a little bit of comparative shopping, and someone offers you help immediately, that can be very off-putting. They've actually interrupted you in the buying cycle at a place where you don't want that help. In that case, the salesperson is much better off stepping back and observing your behavior in the store. And when you start to look a little confused or a little unsure, that's a good time to walk up and say, "Hey, just checking in to see if you need anything." If you head with clothing to a dressing room, you're starting to form intent, and at that point, the salesperson would be wise to stick close to the dressing room to see if you need different sizes or a different color or an alternative to something you've chosen. A good salesperson in a retail store is paying attention to where the customer is in the buying journey. And this is equally important when selling business-to-business clients, whether you're selling them a product that will cost them $100 or a product that will cost them $500,000. If you present the wrong information at the wrong time to a business-to-business customer during their customer journey, at best, your information will appear irrelevant to them and will be dismissed. And at worst, they could just walk away.